There was one Gemara in Hey Amid Aleph that I just wanted to comment a little bit about. The Shakla Tari is not so complicated. The Gemara says at one point, commenting on a strange Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top, Utanan, who is Shatzman via Gita, the husband appointed the wife as a Shlech Lahilochas HaGet. How can she give the get to herself? So he says, no, he appoints a Shlech Lahilochas should go to a Bezdin and say b'fan anechta b'fan of the Beznin, and then the Beznin will pick a different shliach to give her the get. So the Gemara says, in that case, that's a milsa lo shchich, milsa lo shchich, lo goz b'rabban. Shun. Milsa lo shchich. So this klal, milsa lo shchich, lo goz b'rabban, appears in the Gemara in different contexts. One understanding, usually in the Gemara doesn't mean this, but one understanding that makes a lot of good sense is the following. Let's say, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos on the Rabbanan, made it gzeirah that no one's allowed to blow shofar. Why? Because HaKol Chayofim B'tkiyah Shofar, every bun is obligated to blow shofar. Ein HaKol Bikin, that everybody knows how. So we're concerned that he may get carried away on Rosh Hashanah Shcholiyos B'Shabbos. So because Hakol Chayovim Mitkiyah Shofar, they now called the Kiyim, so it's a real concern that somebody may forget and carry. If you would have a case, let's say you're afraid, once every 50 years someone's going to be a Baal Shabbos, so you make everybody crazy, that you don't let anybody blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chol Shabbos, because once in 50 years, one Jew somewhere in the world is going to be Baal Shabbos, that's a milsa lo shchicha. If the whole concern is for a milsa lo shchicha, that's shalom tzarach. You have to have a tzarach oral to make a gzera de rabban. That's why you have no right to make a gzera de gzera. You have no right to make a gzera de gzera. That's a tzarach cotton. If you're afraid people will violate an isa de rabbanon, that's what motivates you to make another gzera de rabbanon. So that's insufficient cause. That's not shalom the tzarach klal, that's not a tzarach kotl. So tzarach kotl, you have no right to make a gzera. In fact, the Prima Godin points out, based on the Rashi in the beginning of the Beitza, that the Bezdin was only authorized to make gzera derabbanan. Mishmatei mishmati, asu mishmeres l'mishmati, v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. The Bezdin was never authorized to make a gzera l'gzera. So if they will make a gzera l'gzera, the Bezdin will be in violation of Baal Tosef. That's how the Prima Godin points out. That the Rishonim raise an issue, how do the Rabbanon have a right to make a gzera de Rabbanon? Why is it always a violation of Baal Tosef? So the answer is no, the Torah authorizes them. The Torah says, L'shmatem es mishmati, that's the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Anshei Knesset HaGdala Heimam Shlosha Dvarim, one of the three mottos of the Anshei Knesset HaGdala was, Asei Siyog LaTorah. They made a lot of gzeras. But they weren't authorized to make a gzera l'gzera, because that's insufficient tzorach. You're afraid people will violate an Issa Dirabban. So then we say, if it's insufficient tzorach, they were never authorized it, then they will be in violation of Baal Tosef. So that's one way that we say, Milsa L'Shich L'Goz B'Rabban. In the Gemara, it doesn't really mean that. The Achrayim have that Losh. Milsa L'Shich, if it's a far-fetched chashash, so the Chacham have no right to make a gzer. There's no tzorach. Not enough of a tzorach, they have no right to make a gzer. Here the Gemara is talking about a case. They had a tzorech to make a gzeira of b'fanei nechtav, and they made a loy plug. Kadesh lo lechalek b'mdinasan. They made a loy plug in the gzeira. But if you have a queer, awkward, unusual case, the husband not meshuga, a crackpot, he makes his wife a shliach lo hilochas aget. The wife is there, so give her the get away. No, he makes her a shliach lo hilochas aget. She should bring the get to a bezdin, and the bezdin will pick another shliach. She'll make a shlech shena, will give her the get. What's such a complicated case? So that case is a milsa l'shchich. So even though they made a gzeira and they made a loypluk, they shall not lechalk memdina sayam, there's a loypluk, we don't distinguish, but if you have a funny case, a very queer, unusual case, then you don't apply the loypluk. You don't apply the loypluk. Rav Moshe Feinstein has such a tshuva. He has, there's a din of havchana that if a woman gets divorced or the husband dies, she's not allowed to remarry until tzadik bes yom, until 92 days later. You need 90 full days in between the day that the husband gave her the get and the day the husband died. and the day that she remarries, you have to have 90 full days in between. What is it all about? So the Gemara says that if we want to know who the father of the child is, well, she may become pregnant later, so we want to know, is the first husband the father of the child, or the second husband? Let's say the first husband is a Kohen or a Levi, or the second husband is a Levi. Oh, you want to know who's the father for Yerusha purposes, for Avela's purposes, whatever. So they made a din derabbanan. The Gemara says it based on a pasuk, but all the achronim say in Shulchan Aruch that it's only an asmachta. Avchana by a woman whose husband died, or the husband gave her a get, that's not their isa. Some want to say avchana by giyoris, maybe is their isa. That you want to know if she's going to have a baby soon after she converts, was the baby herosa shalom b'kdusha, was the baby herosa b'kdusha. So some want to say that avchana by giyoris maybe is a din their isa. But avchana by an eshusish, when the husband died, the husband gave her a get, that in Shulchan Aruch, the pischei tshuva quotes the Pnei Yeshua. That's only an asmachta mid rabbanon. That's not a din deraisa. So the Gemara says that it's a loy peluk rabbanon. Even if the husband and the wife have not been speaking to each other for the last 20 years, and the woman is 95 years old, and the husband is 110 years old, and she can't become pregnant, and the husband is in prison, and the wife is in prison, and the husband is sick, and the wife is sick, it's impossible 10 times over that she's pregnant. I feel Eliyahu. Even if Eliyahu Navi tells you Beruah HaKadosh that the woman is not pregnant, it's a loy plug rabbanon. You always need havchana. Shoin? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that goes like this. There used to be criminals who hung up a shingle on their door that they're a rabbi, a bezin. So a woman is unhappily married, so she knocked on the rabbi's door. So she says she wants to get divorced from her husband. So the rabbi says, no problem. He takes a piece of paper, he writes, I'm hereby divorcing you, he gives her the get, and then he gives the woman a tour that she's divorced. He didn't consult the husband. The rabbi wrote a get for the woman, and then he says, so a faker rabbi. So the woman thought that she was divorced, so she's dating other men, she finally wants to remarry, then she finds out the good news. The first one was a fraud, he was a faker, that's not a get. The rabbi has no right to write a get. They have to have the tzibur habal. So now it's already 2 weeks before the wedding. So now she has to wait 92 more days, but they already booked the hall and they already booked the caterer and so on. So Moshe says, even though the Gemara says beferish, even though she's 95 and he's 125 years old, and they were both sitting in prison, they hadn't talked to each other for years, and he was sick, and she's sick, and mamash, it's a loy plug rabban, aviliyav aliyob, but this is a milsa de lo shchich, that a person should be so fraudulent to say, I'm a rabbi, and give her a get. So he says, milsa de lo shchicha, if we know the woman is not pregnant, unless she'll take a pregnancy test, we know the woman is not pregnant, so then you don't have to wait havchana. The Gemara never says that. The Moshe says on his own. This is a milsa de lo shchicha. Eliyahu Navi coming, that's not a milsa lo shchicha. How often has Eliyahu Navi come? How many fraudulent rabbis are there who give women get like that? There used to be a lot. Years ago, it used to be very common. Very common. Or you would have a rabbi with his two sons. They would constitute the bezin. They would sign the p'tur. The rabbi with two sons, the bezin, kraven. Kraven apostle ladies and kraven apostle to serve as members of the bezin together. That was very common years ago. The rabbi with his two sons would sign the p'tur. The rabbi would have the two sons sign on the get, and then he with the two sons, he would be beside the get, and the two sons. This was a common thing. So Moshe said, that's a milsa de lo shchicha. So you don't have to, you don't need havchana for that if you know she's not pregnant. It's very difficult. But Eliyahu Navi, that's not a milsa de lo shchicha. How often has Eliyahu Navi come to tell us that a woman is not pregnant? Anyway, that's the fact. I think all the cases in the Gemara, when it says Milsa lo shchicha goes Rabbanon, it's like Rav Moshe's understanding, not the way the Achrayim say Milsa lo. It's not a machlokes. The Achrayim used the expression Milsa lo shchicha goes Rabbanon, that if it's a far-fetched chashash, the Chachamim have no right to make a gzera de Rabbanon, because it's not a tzara gadol. It's only a tzara kotl, like a gzera de gzera. It's an insufficient cause to make a gzera. But that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means they made a gzera, they had a real tzorach, and they made a gzera beloy plug, And even though it's beloy plug, but if you have it, happen to have a case that's a milsa lo shchicha, then you don't have to worry about the loy plug. It's strange. Anyway, that's an important klal in the Gemara. So where do we leave off? We left off on the bottom of Hey Amid Beis. What if the shliach lahalacha gave the get to the woman and he didn't say b'fana nechta b'fana nechtem? He was there. He was there. B'shas k'si b'sar get, b'shas chasima. He was there. But he didn't say b'shas nesina. So the Gemara says, Yitlen ha-men of Echsev Yitlen b'fnei shtayim. Let him take back the get, give it a second time. The first nesina get, nesina sar get, he didn't. On the level of the rice of the first get, nesina sar get was good, the way he gave it. But on the level of the Rabbanan, it wasn't proper, so you should do Nesina Saget again, and either immediately prior to the Nesina Saget, or immediately after Turk de Dibot, I said, maybe I'll call Zman Shal Sukum Osalinya, the Shliach should say, Bifana Nechtav, in conjunction with the Mesira, that'll straighten out. But if he didn't say, Bifana Nechtav, then it's a Machleng Samer, Amir says, Avlad Mamzer. So the Gemara asked Akash, the line begins Bered Meir. It's about 12 lines from the bottom, towards the bottom of Hamid Bay. So the line begins with the words Bered Meir. Mishum Daleyam Efanenechtum Efanenechtum Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. Question mark. How can it be that Vlad Mamzer? Why is it such a question? When is the child a Mamzer? That's a big. We know that in Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says, Yedarshan Smuchim. We pask in Bereshis through Bamid, but you don't darshan Smuchim. Only Mishnah Tari darshan Smuchim. And the Gemara in Yevamis gives two explanations. Why? So we darshan Smuchim. There are many, many famous dinim that are based on Smuchim. So one of the many dinim is, it says, Lo Yavam Amzeh Bekal Hashem. Right next to, not exactly right next to, there's a posik mapsik in between, that's an issue, but it's pretty close to the posik of Leigal Odom Knaf Aviv. What does it say? You're not allowed to marry Eisha Savi, even though it's not my mother, it's my stepmother, it's my father remarried. So I'm not allowed to live with my stepmother. So the Gemara says, how do you establish when a child is a mamzer? So that pasuk lo yavam mamzer b'kal Hashem is right near. It's not exactly. There's a pasuk mapsik. Gemara works on that also. Is that called smuchim? It's right next to the pasuk lo yigal adam knaf aviv. So what kind of an isur is that? What is it? Lo yigal adam knaf aviv. So if it's a case of Eishes Aviv is Karis, so then that's the way we paskin. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim and Yevamos on that. Memtes, I think, Shimon HaTemani, probably Shimon HaTimni, from Timnas, Rashi, I think, says, not from Teman. Tana, Shimon HaTimni is of the opinion. And then the Mishnah says, V'alocha Kemoso. The Mishnah quotes Shimon HaTimni, and it says, V'alocha Kemoso, the Vlad is only a Mamza from Chavi Krisis. So Tosfos says on that Mishnah we paskan like Shimon HaTimni, not because the Mishnah says Halacha Kemosa. No, ain't lemeid the mitli Mishnah. We paskan like that because they have Gemaras all over Shas. But just because the Mishnah says Halacha Kemosa, that doesn't count. The Tosfos proves that it says all over the Gemara like that. We paskan like Reb Shimon. Shimon HaTimni, not the regular Reb Shimon. Regular Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon by Yechoy, Stam Reb Shimon. But Shimon HaTimni, we paskin like him, that the Vlad is only a mamzer by Chavi Krisis. Rav Akiva had his own opinion. He disagreed with everybody else. All Chavi Lavin, he held that the Vlad is a mamzer. There are three different versions within Rav Akiva. There has to be a case where the Vlad is not a mamzer. There has to be a case where Kiddush and Atopsin, and the Vlad is not a mamzer, because the Pasuk says, Kisiyen Elishtei Noshim, I think we spoke about it. Achas Ahuva, Achas Nuwa. Why would I think, the Gemara raised a question, why should anybody think that because he didn't love the wife, that the firstborn child should not be entitled to Pishnah? What does it got to do whether he gets along with his wife or not? The Gemara says, Ahuva and Snuwa doesn't mean whether the husband loves the wife or hates the wife. Ahuva lefnei hamakom in Yisrael, snua lefnei hamakom in Yisrael. One is a permitted marriage, one is a forbidden marriage. So one would have thought that if he's married to a woman, it's a forbidden marriage, that maybe ain't kedushin dobson. So the pasuk says, ki seyer liish havaya. Havaya means v'loy seyer liisha. V'hocha v'hoisa liisha. Hoisa means hocha v'hoisa. Hoisa. Havai means to get married. So the pasuk says, ki seyer liish, that kedushin atobson b'isha ha'asura labayla. On the other hand, you have psukim that ain't kedushin tobson sometimes. So when is it yes, when is it no? So the Gemara says it's based on these psukim and Mishnah Torah and Dvarim, Midarsh and Smuchim. So the Yav HaMamza B'Kal Hashem is right next to the pasuk of Lo Yigal Olam Knaf Aviv. So if Knaf Aviv means Eishes Aviv, so then it's Koris. But if Knaf Aviv means Anusas Aviv, let's say the person's father had an affair with a certain woman, but he never married her. He had an affair with the woman. And then later on, the son wants to marry that woman. So we say, you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So let's say, I had an affair with a girl, and then I decided I want to marry her sister. That's permissible. But if I marry a girl, then I'm not allowed to have an affair with her sister. That's al-chisishtay. So that's noisam ala nusa. My father had an affair with a girl, so I'm permitted to marry the girl. So that's a machlekes satanaim, whether anusa saviv is osar or not. We pass kemuta. We pass no such thing as anusa saviv. But according to Rabbi Akiva, anusa saviv is alav. There's no chorus, but there's alav. So that's where Rabbi Akiva got his idea from, that the vlad is a mamza, even if it's not chavi krisis. Because it says, Lo yavam amzeh b'kal Hashem, that's right next to the pasuk of Lo yigala odem knaf aviv, and knaf aviv goes on anusas aviv, and anusas aviv according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that it's aser, there's no chorus, it's only anisalah. So that's how Rabbi Akiva came about. He developed his opinion that yesh mamzeh mechavi lav. And there are three different versions when you learn Yavamis and Kedushan, three different versions exactly. When does Rabbi Akiva say Kedusha not Tovsin? When does he say ain't Kedusha not Tovsin, Kedusha not Tovsin? So let's say the way we paskin. How do we paskin? The Vlad is only a mamzer if it's Chaybi Krisis. So the Gemara has the Kasha of Rabbi Meir. The whole need for the Fana Nechtav is only Takona de Rabbanon. So you can't say if he gave a get, that's Koshim and Atari, the get is no good with the Rabbanon because he didn't say the Fana Nechtav, the Fana Nechtav, the Chutz Loretz. So therefore the Vlad is a mamzer. How can that be? But there's no chorus over here. No such thing as chorus midirabbanon. Gemara has such a loshon in Gittin. No such thing as chorus midirabbanon. So that's what the Gemara. V'rabmeim shum talam afanam afanarechtam yotziv avlad mamzer. How can it be? How can it be avlad mamzer? And for the Gemara, yes. Rabmeir l'tam. Rabmeir has a unique shita. Amravnam shum ula. Amravnam rabmeir kol misham eshtal cham begittin yotziv avlad mamzer. Since midirabbanon, we say the get was not a valid get. So midirabbanon, we make believe as if there was chorus. So therefore the child will be a mamza midirabbanon. Mamza midirabbanon is worse than a mamza minatar. Mamza minatar is permitted to marry a mamzeris. It just can't marry a ksheira. A mamza midirabbanon has the worst of both worlds. He can't marry a ksheira because he's a mamza midirabbanon. He can't marry a mamzeris because he's a kosher minatar. So he can only marry a gioris. The way we paskin, that's a machloek satanoim at the end of Kiddushim. It says, "Lo yavam mamzer b'kahal Hashem." What does it mean, kahal Hashem? He can't let him into shul. Can't let him. He's not mitzurf to the minyan. Doesn't mean that. Lo yavam mamzer b'kahal Hashem means he can't marry a Jewish girl. So there's a machloek satanoim where the kahal ger mikri kol or kahal ger lo yikri kol. So there was an opinion. We don't hold like that. Al kahal ger mikri kol. Even a ger or a gioris is not permitted to marry a mamzer or a mamzeris. And we don't accept that opinion. We pass on kal ger lo yikri kohol. So a ger is permitted to marry a mamzeris, and even though it's permissible, but the children will be mamzer. You're not creating mamzeris over here. One parent already is a mamzer. One is a mamzer, the other one is a ger or a gioris. So whatever one of the parents has a psul, so the psul is transmitted to the children. It's not fair. It's not fair. That's what the pasuk in Kohelas. The Medrash interprets the pasuk and tells us there's dimas ha'ashukim. There are people who are cheated in this world, and it's a bitter rachmanis on them. It's not their fault. And what can you do? Dimas ha'ashukim is the mamzer, that we don't allow them to marry a normal Jewish girl. What can we do? So that's what the Gemara says. I'm a high rab meir. It's a chiddush. I'm a high rab meir. Call a mishan v'ashatol chamigit niyotzi v'avlad bamzer. Why, since from the rabbanon we say the get was no good, so from the rabbanon we act as if this kares. There is no kares from the rabbanon. No such thing as kares from the rabbanon. But we act as if there is kares, and therefore we say the child is a mamzer from the rabbanon. Okay, well, we don't pass like right now. We pass like a chum. The vlad is not a mamzer, and the din is not yotzi. Yotzi means that if she remarried and she's living with the second husband before she gets the second get from the first husband, then we treat her like an eshuzinso. That's a soita. Soita asura la bal, asura la bal. So teitze mizeh mizeh. Yotzi means they both have to divorce her. The first husband has to now give her a real get, and the second husband, who is mekadosh her, minatari the kedushin was chal, because the first get was good. But the rabbanu, we act as if the first kedushin was not chal. But the yotze means the second husband has to give her a get also. But the rabbanu, she's married to this minatari, she's married to the second husband, so they both have to give a get. Okay. So then the Gemara has the story. Bar Hadaya boy lasui git, that he was going to be functioning as a shlech loy lochas haget lasui git, to be the shlech loy lochas to give the get to the isha. Also the kamer the rabachi, and he came and he asked them. Rabachi was memune agite, and he told him tzorach atalam and akol lois vias. You have to be, in order to be able to say b'fanenechtam, you have to be there for the whole 14 lines. When they write the 12 lines of the get, when they sign the two lines of the signatures, he has to be there the whole time. So then, after Rabachi told them that, also the Kamei Rabbami Rabasi went to another two rabbanim, Amri Lo Tzrichas, you don't have to. Not necessary to watch every. Taisus points out there were four different people. There was Ravami Rabasi, who were good friends. They lived in Bovel. They were reverends. They didn't have smicha because you can't confer smicha in Chutzlur. You can't receive smicha, or you can't, neither. You need the one conferring the smicha, the one receiving the smicha. They both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. You can give smicha zeshalobifana. You can send them a letter, I'll give you smicha, but you need that both the masmicha and the somuch have to be located in Eretz Yisrael. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have flights that went back, they didn't have that lot of flights that went every day, people going back and forth to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi lived in Bovel, and they didn't have any smicha. Then there were two people in Eretz Yisrael, Tosfos said, they had smicha, Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi. It's a little confusing. And over here, the Pashta says that this is not Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi. This is Rav. This is in Bovel. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say the Fonai Nechta. So Pashta Pshat is, in Bovel, there was Rav Ami and Rav Asi, reverend. He didn't. Was not ordained. They had no smicha, and they said it's not necessary to be able to say b'fanech. You have to be there for every word. We have a klal. Kolois al das rishayna loisa. Let's say you're tying tzitzis. It takes to a half an hour till you tie all, till you wind everything up and you pull it through the holes and everything. So I say in the beginning, the Mishnah Berurah is machman, is that you have to say shulchan aruch machman. That the Rishonim have a suffix, is it considered Lishma if he just had in mind, or do you have to say the Farish? So there's a Machlokes of Rishonim by Pigul. Machshev is Pigul. Chumi says, Lo Yechoshev Lo. You're not allowed to have a Machshev is Pigul. Machshev is Pigul means you're thinking about Pigul, or Machshev is Pigul means you're set. So that's 2 days in Tosfos and every other Mesech Tosfos has. And Psochem and Ezrochem and Menoches and every other couple, Kiddushin, quite a few Masechtas, Tosfos raises the issue. Whether Pigul or Machshava Shalom Lishma, whether it means Machshava thinking alone makes the Psul, or no, you have to have Dibur, thinking is not enough. So the Rosh says that maybe it's the same issue regarding Lishma. When you have to write, Sefer has to write to get Lishma, does this, or you have to tie tzitzis Lishma, you have to write tefillin Lishma, you need dibur, that it should be considered machsheves Lishma, Or they say, no, machshavas v'shmo is machshava. No need for dibur. So the Rosh writes in Hilchas Tefillin, probably, the first page in Hilchas Tefillin, he thinks it depends whether machshavas pigul needs dibur. There it's a din of machshava, here it's a din of machshava. So machshava means machshava, and machshava means dibur. So that's a question. So Mishnah Berurah is very machmanis. He said if he made tzitzis and he didn't have an amira in advance, that I'm tying the tzitzis and the shei mitzvah tzitzis, so it'll be possible that he had it. One of the when the Mishnah Berurah first came out, so the Chafetz Chaim went to get haskamas from Talmud Rabbanim during his lifetime. Now we read those haskamas, we don't know who they are, because the Chafetz Chaim became more famous than the people who gave the haskamas. But at the time that he printed the Mishnah Berurah, they were prominent Rabbanim. So one of those Rabbanim wrote a Tshuva Sefer, I think it's called Bnei Tzion. So he writes in his Tshuva Sefer, would anybody in his right mind ever think that if he made tzitzis and you didn't say bepeh, that you're doing it with Shema, you're going to think that tzitzis possible? That's utterly ridiculous. He gave a haskama to the Mishnah Berurah, who writes like that. He didn't read every line of the Mishnah Berurah. He said, it's a good sefer. So he gave a haskama. Anyway, but the Mishnah Berurah is very machmana. Even Akibid Yevid, you have to have amira. But usually they say you need amira every time. Every time you wind around, you have to keep on saying for 45 minutes, I'm doing the Shema, doing the Shema. If he said Kalois al Das Rishayna Oisef, if he started tying the tzitzis lishma, we assume that the rest was also non lishma. Doesn't have to keep on saying. Let's say he wrote a get. So the sefer says before he starts writing the get, that's the shaydeman. You need amira, so we machma, you need amira. That should be lishma. The get should be considered lishma. So the sefer says he's writing the get lishma l'shem gerush, and he says the name of the husband, name of the wife, and shayin. He doesn't have to keep on saying it every other line that he writes in the get. He said in the beginning, and even if he was mafsik to daven mincha in between, but then he goes and he continues writing the get later, or he's mafsik, he must have like tzvicha, the chiddush is, the nofik l'shuka, the sefer went out into the street, and he came back half an hour later. Maybe someone else met him and he said, write a get, I want to divorce my wife. And the sefer came back in and he wrote the second. He wrote the first half of the get after making a declaration. He's writing the get, the Shem Gerishin, for this and this couple. And maybe he met a different man in the street and he said, write me a get. So when he came back and he continued finishing the get, maybe he had in mind the second husband, the second couple. So Kamash Malon, that you're not concerned about that. We say, even if he paused for Mincha Ma'ariv in the middle, I don't know, let's say he started to get at night and he finishes in the morning, went to sleep in the middle. You got to look in Shulchan Aruch. I would think then he should say again. If it was a very long pause in between, then also you have to say again. But if he just was mafsik for Mincha Ma'ariv or something like that, he was mafsik to have a bite, to eat a sandwich or something, it wasn't that he went to sleep. So then we say, Kalos Adas V'Shein Hois. The Gemara has it in Zvachim also, the same thing. A person, you need Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvika, everything has to be Lishma. So as long as he did the first Shechita, he did the Shechita Lishma, even though he didn't say before he does the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zvika, he doesn't say Lishma. We assume Kalosa, Das Hashanah, if he started the first Avaida of Shechita, he said Lishma. So everything is assumed to be Lishma. Kalosa, Das Hashanah. So that's what the Gemara explains over there. You don't, not like the for who was the first one. Bar Hadaya was going to be a Shliach La'ilocha. So he went to Rabachi. He went to Rabbi Yachin. Rabachi said, you have to be there every letter when the Sefer writes the whole get, all the 12 lines and the 2 lines of Chsimis. You have to be there the whole line in order to, every line in order to be able to declare when you give the get. The fun after. So Imam said, we don't pass like that. If he was there at the beginning, we assume that the rest of the get was also written Lishma. Maybe you'll think, what's so bad on the first wide line, the fourth line from the bottom of Hamid base. Maybe you'll say, Evid Lechumra. So what's so bad? It won't ruin anything. Let me be Machman. Imam said, not allowed to be Machman. All of the other gittin were given, and the shliach la'alocha said b'fanachtam. He wasn't there for the writing of all 14 lines. So if you're going to introduce a new chumra in b'fanei nechtav, that you, a personal chumra, you're going to be there the whole time. You're going to imply as if all the gittim, well, we didn't do this, that we gave in the past, were pasul. We're not allowed to introduce any chumras. So he said that there's a big machlokes, and Achrayim, Rabbi Kivege has a tshuva about this. There was a community where they used to bury the men with cheap tachrichim, and the women they would bury with expensive dresses. They had a tradition. They thought that Tachonis Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara has in the end of my cut, and Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi, he made a Tachonis, everyone should be buried in cheap, very, very inexpensive tachrichim, because they used to spend so much money on a funeral that the poor people couldn't afford it. And then when a relative would die, it was more heartbreaking for them. The death of the relative didn't mean too much to them. What was worse was that they couldn't afford to pay for the funeral, so they would run away. They wouldn't be metapel and nikvur. They would stay behind. They would get a bill from the undertaker for thousands of dollars, and they weren't able to pay them. So Rabbi Gamliel left instructions that when he dies, they should bury him at cheap tachrichim, and everyone should do the same thing. So that's Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. He never formulated a statement of the Takana. He just left instructions that when he dies, they should bury him with cheap tachrichim. And the tzibur understood that that's his wish, to make such a takana. So we all went in line. So Rabbi Kivege said there were some communities in Europe where they only buried men in tachrichim. The women would be buried in fancy, expensive dresses. So some say you're not allowed to correct the minig, because everybody knows that they used to bury the women in fancy dresses, and if you're going to correct it now, everyone will realize that for the last 100 years we have been doing wrong. So you're not allowed to correct it. Others say you have to continue to do wrong. That's Shalala Hotzilah means not to introduce any chumras. There never was a din that you have to, the Shliach Lailah has to be there when the Sofer writes the whole Get Lishma. The Chitayim or the Chumra, you want to do Amidus Chassidus to be there the whole time. Mora says, it's not a smart idea. Don't introduce any Chumras. But over here, not talking about introducing Chumras. This is the Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. Takanas Rabbi Gamliel was that the men and the women, whoever died, should be buried with very inexpensive, very cheap, not the Kavadik, very cheap Tachrichim. So what do you mean? We don't introduce chumras. They're not a chumras. Shalala Hotzilah. Why? They did wrong. So that's a machlokes achrayim. Whether you should correct. So Rabbi Kivege has a tshuva about that. Whether you should correct it. So some say this idea of Shalala Hotzilah Zal Gittin Rishayim is only in Yonah Yuchsin. We don't introduce any new chumras in the Get or in Chalitza. The Rabbi Yehuda has a very fascinating tshuva. In his Bezdin, there was a Talmid Chacham. He's not as famous as the Rabbi Yehuda, but he wrote also a Sefer and Halacha L'Maisa. So he was a young man, but the Rabbi Yehuda was an old man. The Rabbi Yehuda was much older than him. So when they had Chalitza, so the Gemara says, the Yovam, the surviving brother of the Nifter, when they put on the special Chalitza, she should stamp his shoe on the floor to make sure that it's fitting properly, that it's not going to fall off by itself. He should stamp his foot. So this young Talmid Chacham misunderstood the din of the Gemara. So he thought he has to push his foot on the floor while the Yavam is trying to take the shoe off. It should be a tug of war. He should be pushing on the floor, not to let her take it off, and she should be fighting with him. They should be fighting with each other to take it off. So the Navi Yehuda writes in his Sefer, he wrote a letter to this Talmid Chacham. So he writes, you were very young the last time we had Chalitza. Chalitza is rare. How often does it happen that a person dies leaving no children? It's not so common. Usually people are married, they have children. So he says, you were a young boy the last time we had Chalitza. You don't remember, we never did that. I remember I attended a few Chalitza, that he blew the rights. We never did that. The Yavam stamps his foot once on the floor, and that's all. And he picks his foot up to make it easier for the Yavam. Not supposed to be a tug of war to give her a hard time. That he should push his foot down to the ground while she's trying to take off the shoe. So that's over here also. You don't introduce chumras. So the Pischei Tshuva has a machlokes achrayim. This idea not to introduce chitayim eved l'chumer. Why not introduce a new chumer in the funa nechta? That he should be there the whole time. Mar says, no, you'll be motzi laz al gitna rishon. So there was a big machlokes in days of Rabbi Kaveger, that's the early 1800s, whether this shalol hotzi laz al gitna rishon only in yoni yuchsin, like chalitza, like gitten, these kind of things, or even in tachrichim. Tachrichim has nothing to do with whether the children are big sherim or mamzerim. It doesn't have any effect on the doris aboyim. So Rabbi Kaveger thinks that it applies to everything. Shalol hotzi laz al doris harishonim, even though they were doing wrong. Even though the doris harishonim were doing wrong, they were burying women in expensive clothing. So he says still, shalol hotzi laz al doris harishonim. But we mentioned that Rabbi Kaveger himself came up with a chumrah that you have to fold the get so small that the whole get should stick in the hand of the woman. If it sticks out above her hand like this, the woman always holds her hand like this and the husband puts in the get. So if he puts the get in like this, so the get is protruding l'mayla miyodeha, so that's called aver yad, just like aver chotzer. More is later in the Masechta, chotzer is kind of by get and aver chotzer is kind of the get. So this is aver yad. Yad is the same as chotzer. Aver yad is good. But if the get is sticking out on the side, like this, so the Nesiva says that the Nesiva, Rabbi Kaveger, used to correspond with each other. They lived in two different cities, and they respected each other very much. So the Nesiva writes in Chosh HaMishpat that if I'm holding, I pick up a Dovashal Hefker, whatever I hold in my hand is yad, whatever is sticking up, protruding over here, that's Hagbor. So Rabbi Kaveger came up with a chumrah, based on his interpretation of Yerushalmi, that Hagbon Mashiach is no good for a get. This is later on said the Pharisees that it is good. But Rabbi Kaveger thought, based on Yerushalmi, that only Yad and Yad is good, that's the Pasuk, and us on the other. And Chotzer is also good. Yad and Chotzer are good. Abba Yad, Abba Chotzer is good. But Hagbon Mashiach, Rabbi Kaveger thought, were no good. So he came up with this chum. You have to fold up the piece of paper of the get so small the whole get should stick in her hand or above the hand, abayad. But if it's protruding in atzad, that's going to be hagbah, that's going to be no good. So then Rabbi Kaveger says, but the Gemara says you're not allowed to introduce any new chumis in the get. Shalol hotzi laz al gitn harishonim. You're not allowed to introduce chumis. What am I doing? So he says, no, they are mamzerim. Whoever didn't give the get the way I'm saying, the children are mamzerim. So you have to be moitzi laz. The real din is not a chumrah. The Kaveger insists it's a real din, it's not a chumrah. The common practice is not like Rabbi Kaveger. Okay, we spoke about that. Then the Gemara says about this, the dayan that he spoke to, Bar Hadaya, went to ask Rabbi Achi, who was Mamuna Agita, he was in charge. He was appointed in charge of all the Gita. What do you mean in charge? So Rashi said, because they made a takana, that's what the Vilna Gaon pointed out. They made a takana in the days of the later Amoraim. You need a Masada Haget, you need a Masada Kiddushin. And we treat it like a Dezden, and this is where the Yosef Ruach got. You shouldn't have a Korev. The Masada Haget, Masada Kiddushin, should not be related to the Chosan Kala, shouldn't be related to the husband and the wife where they're getting divorced, and it should be Bayom. All the Dina like a Dezden. So everything is based on this Rashi, that we treat the Masada Kiddush and Masada Haget as if he's a dayan on the case. That we discussed already. So we pass on like the last one. Afilu kosva l'shita achas l'shmo. We say kolosa das v'shonio. I said, as long as the shlich l'alocha was there, when the Sefer started to write the Shema, we assume Kolos Adas Rishon. I said, you can say with a straight face, Bafana Nechta. He doesn't have to be there the whole time, all the 14 lines. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, around 15 lines from the top, 20 lines on top. Itmar, after the two dots. Itmar. Bovel. What's the status in Bovel? So Bovel is in Chutzlorz. Rav Amakarit says, so the gift is Shema Lama ke Chutzlorz. Lema Baal kam flee. What's the shayla? My son of the Hashem became the Shema Vahani Gemiri. In Bovel they had big yeshivas. So that it should be the same as Eretz. So my son, maybe the other sheet is, Vishayin Eidim Mitzrayim Lekam Vahana Namidosh Chichi. In Eretz Yisrael, people are oil regal to the Beis HaMikdosh, and then there's going to be Eidim Mitzrayim Lekam, because people are going to be traveling. But in Babel, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, there's no Aliyah regal in Babel. So maybe that's the Shaila, whether Babel Keretzel or Babel Kechutz Lorenz, depends on the Shaila. If the need for an Echtav is like Rabbah says, because we want to make sure it was written Lishma, so then in Babel they know how to learn. So it should be Babel, should be Keretz Yisrael again. But if the purpose of the Fonan Echtav is to have a Kiyam Ashtar, so that then in Eretz Yisrael they had people would be early regal to Eretz Yisrael. But from one place to the other in Babel, from one city to the other, one region to the other, you're going to have a problem of Eidim and Suim Lekam. So then you should have to say Lefana. So that's what the Gemara says, Lema. I say that the Machlaikis Rabbi Shmuel is that identical Machlaikis of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi and Rabbi, whether Lefana Nechtav is because of the Shmuel, Lefana Nechtav is because of Eidim and Suim Lekam. So the Gemara says, V'tisper, it can't be. Our Rabbi is laid the Rabbi. We came to the conclusion earlier that what Rava said, Eidim and Tzorim Lekam, they both agreed to that. All Machlokes is there an additional consideration. There are two reasons for the Takanim of Fana Nechd, both because of the Shema and Eidim and Tzorim Lekam. It's an only Mishim, Eidim and Tzorim Lekam. So the Gemara said, it is Bahar Rabbi Islay the Rava. Ella, the Gemara backs out. Ella must be the Kuliyam of being on Eidim and Tzorim Lekam. Everybody holds like Rava. So Rabsa, Bekevindika, Mesifta, Mishkal Shkichi, since there are big yeshivas, so people will be traveling around in order to get to the yeshivas. Moshmosava, Masif, the bigger Sayu, Tiridi. And the yeshivas, they're busy learning. They're not going to pay attention to who's, they're not in business. They're not going to be used to seeing people's checks with their signatures. They're not going to know Adam and Tzim the Kamo. Sure. Then there was a shaila at Hechan hi Babel. How much of Babel has the status of Babel that you say Lach Shalom do? After Rabbi Shmuel came, they lived in Eretz, they were learning in Eretz, then they moved to Babel because they felt that the Balabatim of Babel was such a meratzim that it's not right. So they felt they have to improve the educational system in Babel. So they established the yeshivas. That's what one says Lach Shalom do. After Rabbi Shmuel came to Babel, so they had strong yeshivas there. So the shaila is, how far is it considered Babel that I say that them that the just like in Eretz Yisrael, you're not to be worried about Lishma. So Babel Lach Shalom, though, after the days of Rabbi Shmuel, you have to be worried about Lishma. So the Gemara has there's a machlokes with respect to Yuchsin. What do you mean with respect to Yuchsin? So the Gemara says there in the end of Kedushin, the last parak in Kedushin, the fourth prokin, Mishnah's Kedushin, the last parak is Asara Yuchsin. The Gemara says that when in the beginning of the Baisheni period, so Asara Yuchsin Olam Yubava, there were 10 levels of Yichas, went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to establish the Yishuv at the beginning of the Baisheni period. So they had Kohenim, Levim, and Yisraelim, and Safik. Vadei Chalolim, and Safik Chalolim, and Safik Mamzerim, and Vadei Mamzerim, all kinds of Yuchsin. Asar Yuchsin Olam Yibam. So the Gemara says, all of the Jewish population in Eretz Yisrael was very diverse. Many of them were Psulim, Psulei Kohol, whom you're not allowed to marry. And some of them were kosher. The yichus of the Jews who lived in Babel was much better. All of the psulei kol went back to Eretz Yisrael, like in recent years when they had Hakam Samadina. So all the secular Jews ran to Eretz Yisrael. The religious Jews remained behind in Europe. They didn't want to go. So that's what happened in the beginning of the Baisheni period. All the psulei kol went to Eretz Yisrael. They were all big Zionists. They all wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaise, only the psulei kol went. So they wouldn't marry each other. The Bnei Bavel would not. The Gemara says that Rav came to learn by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi before he went back to Bavel to establish yeshivas. When he first came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to say, I learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted him to meet his daughter. Maybe he'll marry his daughter. So he delayed his way out of it. Rabbi Ranasi said, my Torah is kosher, my daughter is not kosher. So Rab didn't say anything, but that was the answer. The Jews in Babel didn't want a mishlech, they didn't want to marry anybody from the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, because all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael for generations, from the days of Ezra to the days of Rabbi Ranasi, they had a lot of psulei kol there. So Rav was the student of Rabbi Ranasi, didn't want to meet his daughter. He had no intention of marrying any girl from Eretz Yisrael, Dika Yichus, because the Yichus was very poor. So the Gemara explains where are the borders of Babel? Not necessarily going to be the same borders as you happen to get to Yuchsin. What are the borders with respect to writing a get Kashmo and so on? Then the Gemara finally says that in Mahuza, the city Mahuza, the city in Bavel, Gemara has on the last narrow line on Hey Amid Aleph and the first wide line, Shani B'nai Mahuza Denaidi. They're always moving. They're moving from one house to the other. Every couple of years they're moving. So they don't really get to recognize anybody's handwriting. And it's very hard to make Kimush Nasi. Even if the people live down the block from each other. The Mechatonim live at this end of the block, and the other Mechatonim live at the other end. And then they got Adim to sign a get. Just because they live in the same block, it doesn't mean that anybody is going to recognize the handwriting. Because Shani B'nai Mechuzah Denaidi. So that's the bottom Tosis. Mekam Posek Rabbein Tam. Hashta B'zman Hazet, Zochlam B'chom Mokam Farah Nechtam Farah Nechtam. Tosis thinks that we pass like Rabbah, not like Rabbah, that the reason before, that's a big machlokes, the Riv and the Balamor and other Rishonim, do we pass like Rabbah, do we pass like Rabbah? Tosis thinks, we don't pass like Rabbah, but still, Mikoma comes, Zorich, you have to say before an Echtav, Bisman Azeh, why? Because everybody's naidi, and we won't even know to make a kimash dog. We won't recognize my next door neighbor. I don't recognize my next door neighbor's handwriting. I live next to the next door neighbor for many, many years already. I don't recognize the handwriting. Because the whole issue is very transient. So nobody recognizes anybody else's handwriting. Okay. So that Gemara is Nagia Ladina. Then the Gemara tells a story before they came to that realization that Naidi, Rabbi Tam says that today everybody's Naidi, nobody lives in any community for too long a time, period of time. And we always need the fun and extra. But before the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, that wasn't yet the case. That was in the days of the Balei HaTosis. The Kampasek Rabbi Tam, days of the Balei HaTosis. In the days of the Gemara, in one community, it was like that. But b'zman hazeh, b'kam posek rabbein tam, hashta b'zman hazeh, you should always say b'fanenech. Okay, because you can never know if anyone will recognize the chesimus. So the Gemara tells a story that on the top, the third line from the top of Vav on the base, Kir Yitanya, as it says in the Braisa, Maisa Barim Echad, Shehevi get l'tnei Rabbi Shmuel. Hoshe b'shati was a shlich lo elohim. Hevi get. Ma'isa b'anamecha, Shehevi get l'tnei Rabbi Shmuel. Amalo, tzorach ane lo mefanech, fanech, tova ene tzorach, tova have to say, Amalo, binim, heichan akta, well, where do you come from? What's it? Amalo, he comes from Kvasi Soi. Kvasi Soi, ani. Amalo, so the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, tells him, Tzorach HaTolem, Vanechta, Vanechta. So, but this was a get in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you need? And he told me, you need Vanechta. What do you need Vanechta for? But in Eretz Yisrael, they're all Bikiyim, Rabbi Shmuel. So you shouldn't need Vanechta. So he says you have to say b'fana enechtav, even though you're from Kfar Sisai Eretz Yisrael, if later on the Baal will be ma'arer and say that the get was not written lishma, so we will have made a kiyum hashtar on it. We should make the kiyum hashtar. So rather than have a kiyum hashtar to require two kosher eidim, so let the shliach la'alocha say b'fana nechtam, and that will be l'kula. So Gemara says, the Gemara asked the question, why did it says the shliach la'alocha? I said, by the he did get the Rabbi Shmuel. He went to ask Rabbi Shmuel, what's it? Do I have to say before now? Why did he say you have to say? You don't have to say. And Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. So the Gemara says, no, that's what he said. Kadesh let Tizokik Liadim. In the event that later on the husband will deny that he gave his wife a get, and the husband will say, the only thing that we did was, we required, you don't, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't require that the shliach should say before the nechta, but it'll be meaningful if the shliach will be present when the get is written. They have to say before the nechta, even though he's not mechuyev to, but if he will say it, even if the husband will be ma'ara later, you will have the right to ignore the ear of the husband, because the two kosher eidim will be able to identify the signature, so then you don't have to worry about the Baal being ma'aran again. So that's what the Gemara said, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said when the Odom Echad came to Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. The Braisa have a little bit missing from the story. That's the Gemara. Loisei mu'akameh, they didn't tell over the whole story. If you read the whole story, so then the Gemara has a discussion about Rebbe Abiyosa and Amira. Was he reliable? Was he reliable in Paschal and Shilas? So the Gemara says he once sent a letter and he quoted a Pasuk and he didn't put Sirtut. Whenever you quote a Pasuk in a letter, he's supposed to have Sirtut. So you see, that it's not reliable, not so learned. It's a Gemara Agav, he quoted a whole pasuk without Sirtut. Gemara says Agav, the Gemara quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak and the Braisa. Rabbi Yitzchak says he permitted to write two words from a pasuk next to each other. Two words he can write without Sirtut, but Shalashenkas can't write three words in a row from a pasuk without Sirtut. If you only wrote two words, that's not considered the beginning of a quotation. Even though it says Vezos HaBracha, everybody knows what Vezos HaBracha is. That's a parsha in the end of the Torah. But if you only wrote Vezos HaBracha, that's not even considered the beginning of a quotation. But if you wrote Vezos HaBracha Sher, so Shalosh and Kais from Balot Sirtut, that's already considered the beginning of a quotation from a pasuk. So you need Sirtut. And the next, the Brice of the Masnita Tana Shalosh Kais from Arben Kais, you're permitted to write three words. Zos HaBracha Sher, you can write three words in a row in a pasuk. That's not even called the beginning of a quotation. If you have four words in a row, that's the beginning of a quotation from the pasuk. So even though you're not quoting the whole pasuk, you're only quoting half of the pasuk, but you need Sirtut. Yeah. Where does the Gemara have this machlokes? It's in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, they tell you on the side where it is. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about the text. The text of the get chalitza. No such thing as a get chalitza. If a couple is married and the husband died, leaving no descendants, no children, no grandchildren, so the wife needs chalitza. But after she does chalitza, how does she prove all the people in the neighborhood know she was married and the husband died, leaving no children? How is she going to prove that she had chalitza? Everybody's going to remember that she had chalitza. Not everybody's going to be there. What do you do? She moves to another city. She wants to remarry. So the practice in the days of the Gemara was that the Bezdin, who supervised the Chalitza, would write her a Get Chalitza, the Rif. At the end of the Masechta, they quotes the Gemara has the text of the Get Chalitza in Yevamos on Lamedtes on the base. The Rif has the text of the Get Isha, not the Get Chalitza. But there's a standard text. I don't know, the Esther Moshe Feinstein, so he wrote the text, he wrote his own text for Get Chalitza. The Gemara has a text, I don't know where Moshe had to write his own text. Here, Get Creases, here the Rif is on page Mem Hem and Beis. He gives it a text for the Get Creases that the husband gives to the wife. But that's not the text of the Ptur. The Ptur is a document that's authorized to be written by the Bezdin. Shtarmeister Bezdin doesn't need Das Hamschreif to be written. The Bezdin authorized the writing. We don't allow the woman to walk around holding on to the Get. That the Get should serve as a Shtarai. That used to be in the days of the Gemara. And many generations after, we discontinued that a long time ago. And today, the woman walks around with a document, a Ptur, the writing of the document is authorized by the Bezdin. Same thing by Chalitza. If you do a chalitza, so the Bezdin authorizes the writing of a ptur, that the woman needed chalitza, and we ascertained that this was her brother-in-law, and she did chalitza, everything was done properly, she's permitted to remarry. So that's called the get chalitza. So the Gemara has the text that is little segments of the text. So they would write in the get chalitza that the woman recited the pasuk that she's supposed to recite. Lo chafatz, what does she say? Me and Yivam l'hakim Shem Yisrael l'yava yabmi. So if you're going to write the whole thing, me and Yivam l'hakim Shem Yisrael l'yava, you need sirtut. You have to scratch a line before you write, because you're quoting a pasuk from the Chumash. So you only write a few words from the pasuk enough that you don't need sirtut. So how many words can you write in a row? That's 6-7 words. That's too much. He can write either 2 words without sirtut or 3 words without sirtut, depending on Machlokes Rabbi Yitzchok and the Masnita Tana. But if you have either 3 words or 4 words, then you're ready. You need sirtut. There's a quote of Ben Elio HaTzarfati, a Balatosis, he lived in France, that he says that if you're just quoting a Melitza from the Pasuk, you're just using a Lashna Pasuk as a Melitza, then you don't need Sirtut for that. So I remember when Rabbi Elio Monk was a rabbi in Paris, so his daughter, one of his daughters, was married to Lord Jacobowitz, who was the chief rabbi in England. The other daughter was married to Rabbi Braunspiegel, who was a rebbe here in Yeshiva. So remember, the girl was working in the United Nations. She was a translator for the Russian embassy. And then they met, and they got engaged. So the parents were not here. The parents were in Paris. The Rabbi Braunspiegel wrote a letter to his future father-in-law. So the father-in-law wrote him back a letter, and he quoted a pasuk in the letter. So Rabbi Braunspiegel wrote him back a letter, how come you didn't do sirtut? So he wrote back, his name is Elio, he lived in Paris. He wrote, I follow Rabbi Elio HaTzafati. He was Rabbi Elio HaTzafati. If you're only writing the pasuk for Melitza, you don't need sirtut, and he only wrote it for Melitza. Yeah. That's a question. Let's say people send out wedding invitations. So a lot of times they'll write, they'll print on the wedding invitation, O Yishama B'Yor Yehuda, U'chutzos Yerushalayim, Kol Sasa V'Kol Simcha. That's a pasuk from Navi. Is that right? Forget about Sirtut. Is that right? Because they're going to throw the invitations in the garbage after the wedding is already took place. That's not right. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that during the Vaisheni period, they had additional Yamim Tovim over and above Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. They had a whole bunch of Yamim Tovim that we called the Yamim Tovim of Megillas Tainus. It's called Megillas Tainis because it was written down at the time that the Mishnais was still being recited orally. This was written down, even though there's a little Torah about Peder of every page or so in the Megillas Tainis. There's a halacha there. So the Megillas Tainis is one of the first things of the Torah about Peder that was written down. That's where Rashi writes. Why is it called Megillas? Because it was Bigsab at the time that the rest of the Torah about Peder was Baal Peh. So they list off all the Yamim Taifim that the Chachamim introduced. So one of the Yamim Taifim was introduced because they discontinued. They used to write in the Shtar Halvar that the Malvah lent $1,000 to the Leiva. They would write the dates instead of writing Tav Shin Pei Beis Lebrias Ha'olam. That's a recent thing. Years ago, they never wrote Lebrias Ha'olam. So they used to write how many years it is since so-and-so is the king. Because you kings, how many years it is since so-and-so is the Kohen Gadol? If you had a Kohen Gadol for a long time, so they would write how many years it is. So they would write the name of the Kohen Gadol, and they would write, Hu Kohen Lekel Elyon. They would write Aleph Lamed Elyon. They would write it like that. And then when the Leiva would pay up the debt, and the Malva would give him back the Shnai, Malva would rip it up and throw it in the garbage, and you have Kel Elyon in the garbage. So the Chachamim were very upset. Why they put in Hu Kohen Lekel Elyon? Because you're going to throw it in the garbage. So when the Beis Din convinced the Hamayinam to discontinue being so frum, they should stop writing Lukayin Lakelo Yon. So they made a Yontif, because the Shem Shemaim is no longer going to be Mutal Bahashpa. So Moshe Feinstein says, if you're going to write on all the wedding invitations, you're going to go with a Pasuk, you're going to write, it's the week of Parshas, instead of writing Parshas Nitzavim, you're going to write a quote from Parshas Nitzavim, you're going to quote a whole Pasuk from Nitzavim. Then they're going to throw the pasuk out. They're going to rip up the invitation, throw it out in the garbage with the pasuk on it. So that's not right. So you should avoid writing psukim. So what if you just write a melitza from the pasuk? So just like Rabbi Elazar Tzarfati said, if you're just writing a melitza, it's an expression that appears in the Tanakh, but you're using it as a melitza, you're not using it in the Torah's pasuk, then it's not considered quoting a pasuk. Then you don't need sirtut. You don't have to make the line straight. So with Dinami, if it's only Melitza, you can throw it in the garbage. So Moshe Feinstein writes, he personally was Machmer when he married off all of his children. He was Machmer. He didn't want to have, not, forget about Oy Yishama. He wouldn't allow Kol Sosam and Kol Simcha, Kol Chosam and Kol Chala. Even though that's just a Melitza, a lot of people don't even realize that it's a Pasuk in Navi, but he didn't want to write that either. It's a Sof Kol Sof, it's a Pasuk, so he didn't want it. A lot of people think that they're being very frum by putting psukim in the invitation. They're actually that they're not being frum. It's not right. Shouldn't do that. So what's the shiloh over here? So this Rabbi Yosef sent a letter, and he complained about a certain practice that the husbands would leave their wives and go and learn in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshiva, for years and years and years, and that's not right. and he quoted the pasuk from Tanakh without making sirtut. So it doesn't show that he's not too reliable. He's not too strong in psak halacha. So the Gemara says, not everybody knows that din of sirta, just because he doesn't know Rabbi Yitzchok's opinion, he doesn't know the brisa, so therefore he says he's not reliable. Maybe other things he is reliable. So the Gemara says, on the last narrow line, Amalei Abayis, Abay argues, Kol de liyoda hoda Rabbi Yitzchok, lav gara rabu, he's a big tamahok. He didn't know the din of sirta. That's not fair to judge him and say he's not a reliable person. So he says, and also, oh, on the second white line, Rabbi Yosef, the Askim Mare Al Yadeh, the Rabbi Shalor Elam agreed with Rabbi Yosef. There was a machloikis, Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Yosef, what triggered the whole scandalous event of the Pilegish Begiva? Why did the husband throw his wife out of the house? Why did he throw the Pilegish out of the house? So there was a machlekes, whether it's Zvub Matzalah or Nima Matzalah. What happened? So somebody, Ashken Rebbe Yosef Elio, Yad Gili Elio, he met Elio and the oven, he asked him, what is the Rebbe Shalom learning these days? He said, he's learning Pilegish Begiva. What does he say pshat is? What motivated the husband to throw the wife out of the house? So the Rabban Shalom says, well, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yenison. So the Rabban Shalom said over what Rabbi Yosef said. That's where Rav Chaim Volozhin points at, and the Chafetz Chaim quotes it from Nefesh HaChaim, from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that it would appear from the Gemara, that whenever we learn, whatever we talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam in heaven, if we say good Torah, if we say Dvar Mitehem, he's not going to say over the stupid things we say. But we say things of value, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says over all the things that we say in our name. Chofetz Chaim has a comment on the pasuk Tovli Torah Smechpicha Mi'altei Zoha V'chesef. What is Torah Picha? Torah Picha L'chare is the Chumash that was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word, letter for letter. So that's to be preferred. You should really learn Chumash is Torah Picha. What about the dinim that the Chachamim were Mechadish, the dinim the Rabbanon, or the Torah Shebal Peh that they added on? They used the Midrash Torah and the Rashi Spam. So that's not called Torah Picha. So he says, no, everything is Torah Picha. You see, whenever we say something that's of a value, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say it over also. So everything is Torah Picha. And usually, the Chofetz Chaim has a very fascinating essay. He says, usually we assume whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'mayim HaPiv, is stronger and healthier than the Toldos. Let's say, Lo Asid Lavoi, they're going to serve Lev Yosef. There's going to be a student's Lev Yosef. So what is the Lev Yosef? So Rashi and Chumash and Bereshis and the Pasuk Atananim HaGdolim, Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Lev Yosef from Jason and Bereshis, the original fish that he created, and he put it in the freezer, and Lo Asid Lavoi is going to be the Suda for the Tzadikim. He's going to take it out of the freezer and give them the Lev Yosef. So the question begs itself, why do I have to have a stale of Yosem from 6,000 years ago? Take a piece of fish then. What are they going to have? They're going to have yayin. They're going to serve yayin hamashumer. What's yayin hamashumer? The wine that they're going to squeeze out from the grapes. The Ribbono Shel Olam took grapes from Sheshes Mei Bereishis and he put them in the freezer. Lo Asid Lavoi is going to squeeze out the wine, going to make wine. You can take grapes when Eliyahu Navi comes. We'll take grapes that are growing then. What do you have to take? Grapes that are 6,000 years old, 7,000 years old. Take grapes and squeeze out wine. So it would appear that the original grapes that were created by Maima Pib Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu are healthier, and the original of Yosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wants animals to be developed. The original animal that was created by Maima Pib Asar Mamaris Nivra HaOilam, the original animal was healthier and was more tasty. What does the Gemara say? Adam Arishan brought a carbon. In the Chumash it doesn't say, but it's a pasuk tim v'sita v'lashem yishor por, that the people will be accepted, the people will be tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept them, he'll be happier with them yishor por. What's shor por? The Gemara says that the shor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused it to grow out of the ground, totze haaretz nefesh chaya, all the behemoths were created from the earth, and the first animal that came out from the earth was Karnois of Kaidmos Lid Parsoisa. First the head came out. So Adam Rishon brought that first animal as a carbon. Why do you have to bring the first animal? He could have brought another animal. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, you see from all the Gemaras, by the Yain HaMashumer, from Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and the Lev Yosef from the Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and Adam Rishon brought a carbon. It doesn't say a Chumash, but it's in Tilim. Sito Hashem Sharpar. Why did he bring the first shor that came out from the ground? Because the first one that was created in mind by Pim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tastier, it's more mufchar. It's supposed to bring the most mufchar for the karbonis. So the peris, the vladis, and the vladis are weaker. It's not as healthy, it's not as strong, not as significant as the original one. So one might think, Tovli Taras Picha, the dinam deraisa, are more valuable. That's Pim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter. Torah Shebal Peh over the generation developed and developed more and more. The Rabbanim developed and they made din of the Rabbanim. So maybe the Torah Picha is more valuable. So he says, no. The Gemara says, everything is Torah Picha. Whatever we say of value, if it's Eliyahu, the Dibur Kim Chaim, whatever we say of value, and it's correct, it's not that it's Dvar Mitehem. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say that also. He's going to say, Rabbi Yonasan says like this, and Rabbi Yossi says like that. And the Gemara says, they're both correct. The Gemara usually says when you have on the side of the on the margin, they tell you it's in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. the letter Hey in the Masoras Hashas. Erevin Yud Gimel on the base, the Gemara is talking about the many disputes between Beishama and Yisil. So the Gemara says, even though we pass on like Beisilu, but when you learn Beishama Shita, that does not constitute Bittul Torah. It's also Dibre Lekim Chaim. That's the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. A lot of times we spend a lot of time discussing in Gemaras. Every so often there's a whole sugya discussing Beishama Shita, and we don't in advance, we don't pass like Beishama. So why isn't that Bittul Torah? What are we wasting our time for? The answer is no, the Beishamai, they weren't like Reformed rabbis or conservative rabbis, they're saying Dvar Mitela. They were saying things based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSbem. We don't accept their opinion. We accept Beis Hillel's opinion. But the Bishamah's opinion was also based on Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSbem. So there's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. It constitutes a Heftah Shel Torah, the Shitas of Bishamah. So if you learn their opinion, that's a kiyum of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. But L'Psak HaLocha, it's not relevant. The Gemara said, Bishamah Me'okim Mesil Eina Mishnah. We absolutely don't hold like Beishamai. They were outvoted. We don't hold like Beishamai at all. Usually, the author of the Mishkan is Yankiv. Rabbi Yankel Kalina was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. He was from the early Talmidim in Volozhin, the Yeshiva. It's a big Aram Gadol. So he has another Sefer of Tshuvas that's called Kohelis Yankiv. Has Jews that he wrote in later years after the Mishkan Sianka was published already. So he has those in Kohelet Sianka, and he also has Biurim and Brochus and on other Gemaras in Moed. So on Brochus, in the first paragraph in Brochus, he discusses this topic. What is the significance of Eilu V'Eilu Dibilikim Chayim past this idea that we said that constitutes a mitzvah Talmud Torah to discuss Bisham HaShiti? That's the whole story, just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but Allah HaMaisa, it's not relevant. Bishamah Makam Silei in the Mishnah, we absolutely don't hold like Bishamah. We don't even consider it a suffix to him, it's Zarb to a Sveksveke. Maybe the din is like Bishamah. We don't pass like Bishamah. In the Mishnah, we don't pass like Bishamah at all. We apply the rule of Eilu V'Eilu Dibilikim Chayim. The original rule was said with respect to Bishamah Bisul, and Erevin Yud Gimel on the base. But we apply it to other machlokes to a greater extent than we do by Shammai. Bishamah Makom Mitzvah Eina Mishnah, we absolutely don't hold like them. Other machlokes, and not only did we say Eilu V'Eilu Dibilikim Chayim, sometimes we consider it halacha lemaisa, unlike the Shammai the Makom Mitzvah. Where do we consider it? So that's what the Mishkan Sekeh has, a whole bunch of cases. So one case is halacha k'tiv amekal ba'ovel, when it comes to avelus, but you always go, any suffix avelus goes l'kula. Even if you're talking about avelus, the rest, not because avelus is the rabbanah, sveka the rabbanah l'kula. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, Ramban was a doctor and he wrote a sefer Torah Sa'adam. So Torah Sa'adam, he gives you all the dinim when a baby is born. What does the Gemara say? How do you deal with the violettas? How do you deal with the baby? Is the violettas permitted to eat on Yom Kippur? Is the mulberries allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? One of my granddaughters is pregnant, so she lives in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the climate is such that if you fast on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, Gemara says a pregnant woman is supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. But the Gemara was written in Talmud Bavli, was written in Bavel, and apparently in Eretz Yisrael, the climate is such that it causes problems if a pregnant woman is going to fast. So that's why you have to tell them they should stay in their conditioned room the whole day. They shouldn't go to shul and shouldn't strain themselves and they should be lax. They shouldn't say every piyut in the machzor. They should minimize because they're gonna cause early labor. If they're going to go to shul, they're going to work too hard. So the Gemara has a klal. Tosis quotes this from the Gaonim. Safek avelus lekula, even if you hold avelus yom rishon is deraisa. There's a machlokes the chachmi svarad. Follow the Geonim, the Avelus Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva, the Dinim of Shiva Deraisa. The remaining 6 days, that's only the Rabbanim. So Tosis quotes Tshuvas Agonim. The Ramban quotes the Tosis in Erevin, who quotes the Tshuvas Agonim, that the Sofik Avelus Lekula, even if Avelus is Deraisa, it's not based on the assumption that Sofik the Rabban Lekula. Even if Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, they still say Sofik Avelus Lekula, it's a pasuk. Then the Gemara has another called Sofik Erevin Lekula. Whatever this is, Sofik and Erevin, you go to Kula. Sofik Arla B'chutz L'Aretz, you go to Kula. If you plant the tree, the Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim, in the middle of Chumash Vayikra, only writes times a day. You survive all haaretz on the titan called Eitz Meichel. If you come to Eretz Yisrael and you plant a fruit-bearing tree, whatever grows the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat. But it never says a word about Orla B'chutzlar. It only goes about Orla B'Eretz Yisrael. So there's a mission in the end of the first parak in Kedushin that Orla is not B'chutzlar, it's Me Halocha. What does the word Halocha mean? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it means Halocha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's how most assume, or does it mean Mehilchas Medina? Maybe it means that it's only Midirabbanan. Maybe it's only a minig or only Midirabbanan. We assume, most of Rishonim assume it's Halocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And nonetheless, even though Halocha L'Moshe M'Sinai means that Din Deraisa, you don't say Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra. Whenever there's a Sofik Orla B'chutzlot, you go to Kula. So the Gemara says, not only a Sofik Orla, you don't know what the facts are. Sofik Avilas, you don't know what the facts are. You don't know when the person died. You don't know if he died. You don't know if you related to him. Even if it's a Sveka Redina, Machloika, Satanaim, and the Rabbim say L'Chumra. The majority opinion is that there is Avelis, and there's a minority opinion that there's not Avelis. The Gemara said that's also called a Sofik Koldehu, even though it's not a 50-50 Sofik. A Sofik Koldehu, even though the Roiv say L'chumah that there is Avelis, and the Miut are of the opinion there's not Avelis, so any slight Sofik Koldehu you go L'kula. Sofik Avelis L'kula, Sofik Orla B'chutz L'aretz is L'kula, Sofik Mamzer is L'kula. What if there's a Machlokes Satanoim? Sofik Mamzer is Lakula, even though the Rob Shita Salachumra. Yeah, where else do you have that the Eluia, the Divinakim Chaim, is relevant? Halacha Lamaisa. So you have it. The Mishkan Sanka quotes Gemara's. The Gemara considers that Amidas Chasidus to be Choshish for the Shita Sayachim. Even though we pass on Halacha like the Rabbim. But since there was a Shita Sayachim, so that's in it. As an act, Amidas Chasidus, I said, Sofik Deraisa L'chumra. It's not a real Sofik, it's not a 50-50 Sofik. 85% of the Tanoim hold L'kula, but because 15% held L'chumra, so that constitutes Amidas Chasidus to be Machmer for the Shita Sayyidim. Or, let's say there's a big Shas HaTchak, and there's a Machloikis HaTanoim, what the din is. And there is a minority opinion, the Kula. So the Gemara will say every so often, Kedai hu raplein lis machol b'shas hadchak. If it's a big shas hadchak, you can rely on the minority opinion. So there are cases, even though we say acharam lahatas, but we don't say that the miut made a mistake. We say, Eilu v'eilu divi l'kim chayim. Not only divi l'kim chayim, that if you learn their opinion, you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but even halacha l'maisa, sometimes we pasuk like that. We consider it a sofik kol dehu, and Sofik Avelis L'kula, and Sofik Orla B'chutz L'aretz L'kula. But we would also rely B'shas HaTchak, K'dai Hira Plein, this Mechol B'shas HaTchak, we have the right to pask like the minority opinion. Pash, this is, that's only when it's a Din D'Rabbanan, that's how Rov HaPoskim hold, Ruba D'Ruba of the Poskim hold, K'dai Hira Plein, this Mechol B'shas HaTchak, it's machlokes the shach and the taz in Yeridei. So usually the taz loses and the shach wins. So the shach says it's only if it's a machlokes on a din de rabbanon. On a din de rabbanon, and there's a machlokes yochid verabim, yechidim and rabim. Usually we'd say yochid verabim, aloche kerabim. But if it's a big shas hatchat, so then we have the right to say that with a little stretch. We call it a Sveika de Rabbana L'Kula, even though it's not 50-50 Suffolk. It's 85% L'Chumra and 15% L'Kula. A small group of Chachamim say L'Kula. So we say, B'Shas HaTchak Lovel, we are makel to Paskan like the minority opinion. So that's more applications, more significant applications of Eilu V'Eilu Divi L'Kim Chayim, not just that you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah Talmud Torah when you study the Shita Zayochid, but sometimes we even follow their shita, halacha l'maisa, because it's considered a sofik kol dehu. So that's why the Mishkan Sanka quotes all of these dinim, and he said that depends on eilu v'eilu divi l'kim chayim. Yeah, but that's only in other machloikas. In Bisham and Bisil, we said Bisham and Bisil ain't a Mishnah. We never follow Bisham. There's no midas chasidus to be machma like Bishamai, and Bishas Hatrak, you can't rely on Bishamai, and so on. Well, why is Bishamai machma? Why is Eina Klum? Why the Gemara say Eina Klum? The Gemara never explains why. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has He explains why. And what happened was, Moshe has in his Sefer, in his Tshuva, he talks about, he doesn't say what happened, but what used to happen, I never saw this, but Rabbi Nissen Alpert used to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva. He was very close to Moshe Feinstein on the Lower East Side. He learned by Moshe, so he said he saw this a few times. Moshe would attend the wedding, and he would fill out the ksuga. Rabbi Lezer Silver would fly in from Cincinnati and make a whole dramatic presentation, and then he would rip up the ksuga that Rabbi Moshe wrote, and he would rewrite it. Why they rip it up? What's wrong? Because there's a Mishnah Gittin later that Shtori Mami, the ksuga is a Shtar Mami, you don't need Lishma. You only need Lishma in a Getisha, and a Shtar Shicha, and a Knaini, and a Shtar Kiddushin. The stories that have an effect in Isa V'Hed. The Shtori Mami, nobody holds you need Lishma. So Rabbi Yehuda, in Mishnah later, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't have a printed form of a Tanoim, or a Ksuba, or a Mechiras Chometz, Midrabanan. We're afraid that if you'll allow a printed text, people will do the same for a get. And for a get, you can't use a printed text, just fill in the names, because the get has to be written in Shema. So if you'd have made Exer de Rabbanon, that Shtori Mammon also have to be written in Shema. So if you can't use a printed text, so Rabbi Lezer Silver said, the proper practice should be choshesh for a Yehuda's opinion. So Midas Chassid is to be choshesh for the Shita Sayachid, even though we don't pass like them. So Moshe, they told me, Moshe wouldn't bat an eyelash. Rabbi Silver would rip up his ksuba, he wouldn't say a word. But Moshe wrote, he printed tshuva, so he got the last word in. So he has a tshuva, and he said, we don't pass him like a certain opinion. And he says, do you think maybe we should be machmer for the Shita Sayachid? Would anybody in his right mind think that there's a Midas Chassidus not to use a printed ksuba? Doesn't refer to what happened. He just says, no, that's not a Midas Chassidus. Why not? Because the Gemara said, B'sham le'bimokam b'sila ein mishnah. Why is ein mishnah? Why b'sham le'bim b'sila? The original comment of Eliyahu Divrei Kim Chaim was formulated about b'sham le'bisila. So how come when they get to b'sham le'bisila, they would say ein mishnah? We don't consider b'sham at all. The Moshe claims, the answer is because they were together in the same base medrash and they were outvoted. The other Tanoim, they lived in different cities. The Ksos and the Sivas, they lived in different countries. They lived, Rabbi Kivegev, they lived in different countries. Shach and the Tanas, they didn't meet up with each other. So when there's a Machlokes, so then you say, there's a Midas Chassidus to be Choshesh for the Shita Sayach. But if it was Omdu L'minyan, if they were together in the same base medrash and they voted, and the Bishama, we outvoted, if you have such a thing, so then he says, if it's Omdu L'minyan, then it's the same as Bishama, that you don't say Elu V'Elu Divili Kim Chaim Halocha L'mais. You only say Elu V'Elu to spend time to learn Bishama Shita. It constitutes a Cheftza Shotar, and you get to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But you wouldn't say Elu V'Elu that sometimes you should pass on like Bishama. That's what Moshe wrote. He says he thinks Rabbi Yehuda Shita was outvoted. He never heard all the history of the world. We never heard that anybody would be machmer for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That the right ksuba, lishma, the rabbanah from the beginning to the end. He says you don't always say like that. Then the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer has another klal. There's a machlek, there's a rishonim habal. There's a din habal yorish as ishta, the husband yarshin, the wife. A machlek is hatanayim, and a machlek is the Rambam and the Raiva. Whether that din abal yorish and sish, is that a din the Raisa, din the Rabban? That's some nafkaminas, that's a shaylan din. So akol panim, the Gemara says, abal yorish and sish is only b'muchzak and not b'rotli. Let's say, the wife died first. After the wife died, then her brother dies. So the wife yarshins her brother bekever. So does the husband get the Yerusha? The din is no. That's right. She didn't have that. That was not part of her assets while she was alive, while she was married. So that's if she yarshins bekever, so the husband doesn't get the Yerusha. So there's a big machlekes, the Ri Megash and everybody else. What's called roi? What's called muchzak? By pchor there's a machlekes. The pchor only gets pishnayim and muchzak, not by roi, and the baal only gets by muchzak and not by roi. So the Rimi Gash stands out alone. All the other Rishonim had a different gears than the Gemara and Bava Kama. Rimi Gash has a unique sheet about that. The definition of Ra'ui versus Muchzak is not the same. By a Bal Yerusha Sishta, it's not the same as it is by the Pchor getting Pishnayim. So the Beis Shmuel says, we don't paskan like the Rimigash, and even though the Magen Mishnah thinks that the Rambam agrees with the Rimigash, he said that's still called the Shiti Yechidah. The Rambam is so kofuf that the Rimigash, the Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon, learned by the Rimigash. Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif in Spain when he started his second career after the age of 75. So the Rabbeinu Maimon took his son, the Rambam, as a child to meet the Rimigash, and he gave him a bracha, he should be matzlich in learning. And the Rambam attributes his success in learning to the bracha that he got from the Rimigash. And he says, he writes about the Rimigash, Sichlo Mavis B'chol HaTalmud. He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. He was such a super genius. So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer writes, the Rambam is so kofuf to the Rimigash, it doesn't count as two shitas, the Rambam and the Rimigash. It's considered a shita yechidah. Shita yechidah doesn't only mean one Rishon says it. If you have five Rishonim say it, but it's totally rejected, the others totally reject, they don't consider it at all. That's a shita yechidah. So that's one of the klolim in applying this klal. When they say kedai, we're applying this mochal b'shas atrag, it has to be at least a shita, a significant shita, not a shita yechidah legamrei. Sometimes the Meiri has a funny opinion. Nobody today holds like any of those Meiris. From the Chachmei Pravatz, they had different girsas and different shita. Everything was different by the Meiri, by the Chachmei Pravatz. So that's what Abdovil Karlina has. Abdovil Karlina lived 100 years ago. He was also considered a super genius. He wrote Svarim on the Rambam, Piske Halacha on the Rambam Hilchas Ishus. And Rabbi Chaim Oizer writes in the Tshuvas, Dovel Kali in the Paskin, that's it. Whatever he says goes. Rabbi Chaim used to come to the meetings of when the Rabbonim had meetings together, he would come early to make sure he would be able to stand up when Dovel Kali would walk into the hall. He wanted to have the schus to stand up for Dovel Kali. And they say, when Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, when they all ran away from the Nazis and they all ran to Vilna, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik went on Chalamay Pesach and went to visit Rav Chaim Oizer, and he came out with tears in his eyes. They were crying, so they were reminiscing about all the different gedolim that they knew, and the Nazis are going to destroy the whole Jewish community. They were killing everybody. So the greatest gedol that Rav Chaim Oizer could come up with was Rav Elbel Kalina. He was the greatest. So he has tshuvas about Shemitah, about observing Shemitah b'zman hazeh. So he says there are some people who are going to quote the Ravid and the Balamor and the Meiri, that they say you don't observe Shemitah at all. He says we don't follow, we can't even be mitzarif the Shita of the Chachmei Provence. It's such a Shita Yechidah, it's a Gansen. Chacham Avadya has tshuvas about Shemitah b'zman hazeh. Everything relies on the Chachmei Pravatz didn't hold for Shemitah at all, b'zman hazeh. Rav Dovah Kalina says we have to ignore everything that they write on this topic. The Gamre Yashita Yechidah, we don't hold like that. There were many Chachmei Pravatz. They had different girsas in the Gemara, different. Everything was different by them. But that's one of the klolim here. The only time you say there's a midas chasidus to be choshesh for the Shita Zayochid and b'shas hadchak, you can rely on the Shita Zayochid. That is the Shita Zayochid. If it's 85% hold one way and 15% hold the other way. But if it's a Shita Yechidah Legamre, even if it's the Rambam with the Rimigash, the Rambam was so kofuf to the Rimigash, it only counts as one sheet, it doesn't count as two. So you wouldn't say, over the Elu V'Elu Halacha L'mais. But this is a very rich topic, this Elu V'Elu, Divi L'Kim Chaim, is not only relevant with respect to spending time to study B'Sham HaShita, the Cheftzah Shal Torah became the mitzvah Tam Torah. Sometimes it's relevant. Halacha Lamaisa Elu V'Elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim. Many people misunderstand this statement and they think Elu V'Elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim. You can paskan whatever you don't please. Everything is acceptable. That's not what it means. Elu V'Elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim. The Gemara says about Bishamay and Bishul. The Gemara Bishamay Makom Sof Ain a Mishnah. We absolutely do not paskan like Bishamay. Even Bishas Hatrak, we don't consider the Sofi Gadol B'Chutz Lord. Not a suffix can't be mitzarfit to a sveksveik. It just means, Elu V'Elu just means, when you learn B'Sham HaShita, it's a cheftza shal Torah, you mekayim Talmud Torah, and once in a while, it's even relevant halacha l'maisa, for all of those nafkaminas. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We should really spend a long time to learn the Tosis about Sirtu. What are the dinim of Sirtu? Okay, I'll take a look at the Tosis. Now we'll continue.
If I just have a letter, is it okay if I put the shirt afterwards?
If you do what?
If I have a letter with the coffin, could I put the shirt afterwards?